New Hampshire is home to the long-running cooking show, Chow Italia. The program is produced in Dover and has aired on public television stations nationwide since 1989. For Foodstuffs, our regular look at food and food culture in New Hampshire, NHPR's Ben Henry went to a taping of the show to find out what keeps it going.
Here in Windham, a kitchen is transforming into a television set. A crew erects umbrella-shaped lights, and a woman standing nearby introduces herself as Marianne Esposito, the show's host.
Pardon me, but this is what Italians do. They eat. Come
on. On the countertop is a freshly baked loaf of ciabatta bread and Sicilian olive oil, a pre-filming snack. Esposito and the crew stand around a steel sink to plan this episode of Chow Italia. And soon, they're ready to cook.
You don't talk yet. I'll talk. Then you can talk.
And action.
Okay, we're rolling.
Esposito is in the home of this episode's guest chef, Rose Faro. They are cooking asparagus fritters, eggplant parmesan, and a lamb stew. The whole thing is unscripted, and the two chat on camera while the eggplant fries.
Yep. So you just want to see a little crustiness on these?
You're going to see them golden.
So it's interesting, you didn't flour these at all.
No.
You don't flour
them. I don't flour them. I don't put the
egg and breadcrumb and all that.
On every episode of Chow Italia, Esposito cooks authentic Italian food, using only ingredients her audience can easily find, while she supplies pieces of Italian history, culture, and kitchen wisdom in the manner of a relative relaying family lore. Executive producer Paul Lally says the show is improvisational, so Esposito can be herself.
My job as an executive producer is to keep the plate of glass as clear as possible, so Marianne can just like reach out and teach people how to cook and be joyful about it.
Esposito didn't always plan to be on TV, and certainly not on a show that has run for close to 3 decades now.
If anyone had told me that I would be doing a cooking show on TV, I would have choked on 2 meatballs, because I wanted to be a teacher. That was my avocation. But what really, I think, set the light bulb off was when I made my first trip to Italy.
Esposito grew up watching her 2 Italian grandmothers cook. The first time she visited Italy, she was studying Renaissance Italian cooking, and her connection to the country sunk in.
I realized that, wow, you know, I've received a heritage of Italian cooking from my own grandmothers that I can apply to what I'm learning here.
By the mid-1980s, she was teaching cooking at the University of New Hampshire, and she pitched the idea of a TV show to New Hampshire Public Television. One sweltering day in the summer of 1989, they shot the pilot episode. She was nervous to be on camera, but confident in her cooking. Viewers liked her style. Part of the appeal, Marianne says, is that the show offers Americans a chance to slow down.
We are a fast food, fast track nation. We don't know the word piano, how to slow down. In Italy, it would be rude to eat and run. It would be rude to eat in front of the TV. It would be rude to eat with your phone or your iPad. That would be just rude. So the Italians are coming from a culture where the food is the focus.
The U.S. has changed a lot since then. Chow Italia hasn't. And Paul Lally says its ratings have stayed level. Viewers keep coming back.
People watch Chow Italia for a variety of reasons. Some want to learn how to cook. Some want to learn about, you know, the history of food. And the third group, this is my idea of it, that the third group wants what the Roman Catholic called transubstantiation, water into wine, okay? You take eggs and salt and butter and chives, and 5 minutes later it's an omelet. You transfer those elements into something new, and it's a very powerful feeling.
Today, you can get authentic Italian food at restaurants here in New Hampshire and all over the country, due in no small part, Lally says, to cooking shows like Chow Italia.
I think without Chow Italia, it would have taken a lot longer for people to appreciate the value and benefits of Mediterranean diet and Italian cooking specifically.
You can watch Esposito and Faro fry those asparagus fritters during the show's 27th season. For NHPR, I'm Ben Henry.